our philosophy really doesn't change no matter what kind of game it is, whether it be the first game of the season, the 14th, or a playoff game. We're going to stick with what we've been doing and just continue to try to have success as early as we can, get our guys into a rhythm, and you know, let the game play out from there.
As you look back at that last San Diego game, what were some of the pitfalls for you guys that didn't allow you to stay on the field longer than you did?
Well, third down hurt us in the second quarter. We had those three and outs, and that was probably the biggest thing that really hurt us. We, you know, there was poor calls, poor execution. They out-executed us, and you know, on a couple of those plays, and had a better scheme for what the play we had called. So it's going to be a little bit of everything for us. You know, we all got to pull our weight and make sure that we get the right call in. You know, we execute the play properly and make sure we're on it.
How much have they changed with the pressure they generate? Not just three guys up front, but also Melvin Ingram playing a lot more.
Coach Pagano does a great job as far as using the guys that he has, and with Ingram back, obviously that causes a different dimension, you know, for as far as a problem. You know, he does a great job of mixing it up. It is not an easy scheme to play against, and he does a very good job of keeping you off balance.
Against a ball control team, do you think getting out early, maybe getting a touchdown or two lead, helps you guys in what you want to do with your game plan?
Well, we kind of headed that direction the first time or the second time we played them, where we got the quick seven, and then we stalled in the red area and took three instead. It would have been nice to get 14 right there and to see what kind of pressure we would have put on them, because we would have had a little better lead there. But obviously, anytime you can get up on a team that is a ball control team, it puts a little more pressure on them to have to possibly do something they don't like to do.
Do you like having a guy who's as emotional as No'Shawn Moreno is at that position?
Yeah, it's interesting with him. You know, he'll spark it up anytime. You never know when it's coming, but his energy level is great to be around. You can see a lot of the other guys feed off that, and you know, I don't know what else to say about that.
As a coach, do you prefer to manage it at all?
No, you let him do his thing. I mean, he never goes too far overboard. So he knows where the peak is, and he'll level out and come back down.
Did he not used to know where that line may have been?
I don't know. That was a long time ago.
Why are you more effective working on the field?
For me, I can get the play in quicker. If I had to call it and then somebody else sends it in, it's a few seconds lag time there. And, you know, as soon as that, you know, we see the official set it, I can get in as quick as possible and let him go to work and give him as much time as possible.
I mean, is the communication and the defense on the field a factor or not?
It's more just getting the play in as quick as possible. The more time he has to get our guys formationed and then the protection or the run call, you know, possibly he can always, if it's a bad call, he can check out of it, make sure that we get in a better play.
Peyton said yesterday that he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. Have you sensed that as you prepare for games?
I can't say I have. We've never had that discussion. I can't tell if that's it, I can't tell. I mean, he acts like he's in his fourth year grinding, like he's never seen certain defenses before, and that's the way he prepares. It's you know, he makes sure he's on it. He's constantly challenging himself, and you know, he acts like, you know, who knows how much time's left. He keeps going hard every day. Like, you never know when it's going to. It could be 5 years. I don't know. The way he goes about his business.
Pagano was tough to game plan against. It looked like he had, you know, he gave your front difficulties a month ago, and then last week against Andy Dalton looked like they struggled to figure out his blitzes and schemes.
He does a good job of mixing his pressures, who's coming. He brings everybody. And then just the front movement, sometimes you think you're getting pressure and then all of a sudden everybody drops out. He does a really good job of making sure that you're on it, and then you constantly are challenged throughout the game.
Hey, Adam, with Luis Vasquez, I want to ask you, when you heard the Broncos had signed him earlier this year, what was your initial reaction?
Right away, I knew that we had gotten stouter inside. His size and the way that he passed protection, his pass protection of staying firm, that was going to be big for us, because that was one of our points of emphasis of that we wanted to get better at. And I think we have, and it's really, that's been a big deal to where as far as Orlando Chris can run the ends around the edge, and then he's able to step up, and that's a firm interior though with those three guys.
How big of a boost will it be to have Wes Walker back?
Anytime you get a guy of Wes's caliber back, it's really going to be, you know, to our advantage. And just to see his energy, the way that he plays, the way that he practices out here, you know, other guys feed off that. And a guy that, you know, he's 32 years old, you can see he's hungry. He wants to be in this position. And I think our guys see that, and it motivates them as well.
You talked about towards the end of the season wanting to get Monte more involved to kind of limit Noshon's reps because you're going to need him in this playoff stretch. How do you feel about where he is going into this week?
He's made a lot of improvement, and we're going to keep trying to use both of those guys. And you know, his protection's really come around, and that's been big for us. And we just got to keep trying to keep that 50-50 range if we can with those two guys.
Okay, anything else, guys?